don't do anything evil. Simple physical level orders or physical level things. Go to the temple, donate a small portion of your money to the temple, do some good deeds. What happens when a person does such things? There is, I'm talking of the physical level. I'm not talking of afterlife. I don't want to know what will happen after death, because I'm just talking about this physical world. Who knows what will happen? What is life after life? I may be born as a mosquito and you say, oh, you got a brilliant future. Over. All aspirations gone. Mosquito dead. Yeah. What afterlife? You don't know what is afterlife. No. When I talk of physical level and I talk of dharma, I am talking of the fruits of following dharma, that is order in society. If there is an order in a society, if there is a government with rules, regulations and things like that, then men and women will marry and lead a joint life. If there is no order, all the women will get kidnapped. It's happening in Kashmir today. A part of India, Kashmir, I do not know how many of you are there. Most of the women, they get kidnapped. There is no order. It's very difficult. We are struggling to establish order. A lot of terrorist activities out there. What to do? So an attempt is being made by whom? By the government, by the sun. To establish what? An order over there. Through what process? Through election. Okay, you guys have an election. Choose a leader, for heaven's sake. Somebody comes up, another funny group comes up with guns and says, no, you get lost. You see, we want order. That means some kind of governance, at least over a rational period of 4 years or 5 years, so that people, men and women, can come together and settle down and lead life. So the biggest fruit of dharma is what?
Order
is dharma at the physical level. At the physical manifestation, you will find a perfect order in society. In the US, you see, you just try to cut lanes, try to speed up. All carrying, how many youngsters move around with tickets nowadays? Yeah, you just get copped. You try doing that in a place like, let's say, Pakistan. You just have to throw a few names and they'll leave you. There's no order. You just have better connections, no tickets. So you see what we are talking of society as a society. A society is a good society where order at the physical level is implemented over everybody. That's a good thing. A speeding ticket can be given to anybody and everybody for speeding. Just because you must have somebody, you don't get away with it. That's a good society. Where there is order in a society, the men and women shall come together and marry and settle down to lead a good life. So, the first sign, the fruit of order in a society is marriage. Order is implemented through two sources. One is the government, sun. And one is the priests and the temples and the shrines and prayers, Jupiter. The ninth house of dharma has two main foundations. One is the government, sun as a significator. One is Jupiter as the spiritual significator. So when we talk of order, we are talking of two kinds of an order. One is government. One is the religion. So marriages can be of two types. One's sanctified or sanctioned by government, or two, by the priest. You can go to the church, you can marry over there, you don't need government's permission, you don't have to go to an attorney and have some paper stamped. I don't know whether you have to do it now, but generally it should not be. It should not be. The church is as all-powerful as the government, or the temple is as powerful as the government. In India at least it is so. You can choose any one of the two. The advantages of this order is marriage. Men and women coming together. If marriage is breaking, that means order is breaking. Now you bring order to a more smaller level called the home. So in the home also, there has to be order. There has to be some kind of a discipline. There have to be some rules. And these rules are to be obeyed by everybody. And the first rule, that is the rule of the sun. That means all activities are sun dominated. That is, everybody wakes up in the morning. Nobody is waking up at night. Suddenly at 6 o'clock you find somebody waking up, freshening up, putting his thing, doing his hair, going out. Something is wrong. No. You got to wake up with the sun, follow the sun, work during the day, go to sleep at night. Where this is followed, there is an order of the sun. Not the order of Rahu. If order of Rahu starts functioning, the house will break soon.
Jupiter. What is the order of Jupiter? There is a certain amount of spirituality in the house. There is belief in God. There is basic honesty in that house. People don't go around lying. Like they say, oh, honey, I've just come back from my work. You know, I was so late. I was stuck in my office till past midnight. And I had to do all the work in the office. And that's not true often. Yeah, it's not true. You're lying. Obviously, you're lying. No office opens till past midnight. Very rarely does. You got to understand one thing. Where there is untruth of that is going against Jupiter, or there is a negative night activity instead of a positive solar activity, that is sun time activity, there the house is coming to an end very soon. Divorce is sure to set up. It's just a question of time. Very often the people are just living together because of maybe economic situations. But there is no marriage really. Am I being understood? Definition of marriage in a physical level. So, if I can make a chart by dividing the sign into 9 parts and mapping it in some way which brings a focus on the 9th house, I can know from this chart to what extent order is there in the person's life, to what extent spirituality is there in the person's life. Basic honesty, forget spirituality. Jupiter, fundamental honesty. How honest is this man? If these two are strong, any time his marriage will survive. It is there in some people to stay married. It is there in some people not to stay married. It is the nature. Okay, now we have finished the 9th division. The 10th division. Now the 10th division is nothing called fruits. I mean, you can say fruits of karma. But if I take 1/10th division, 10th house is to do with what? Karma. So, 10th house, D10 or the Dashamsha, tells me about the fruits of karma. Again, here it is at the physical level. What do we mean by fruits of karma at a physical level? More money, yeah, definitely. Better position, more status. Yeah, career, job, physical, this thing, that's all, everything that you can talk about in the physical plane, about career, D10 chart. Then the D12 chart. People who are there before me. 12th is the house which is there before me. 2nd is the house which is there after me. 1st house is me, my generation, my people. 12th house is generation before me. 2nd house is generation after me. So when we talk of a generation before me, who are the people I'm talking about? Parents first, immediate, father, mother. And I could also be talking about, let's say, grandparents to some extent. Father's father, mother's father. Father's mother, mother's mother, that's about it. Pardon?